ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
So today we are reading from that sweet Nectarian ocean of transcendental knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, second chapter, text number 21.
Evam
Rasana
Manasa
Bhagavat Bhakti
Yogata
Bhagavat
Tattva
Dhyana
Mukta
Sangasya
Jayate
Evam Prasanna
Manaso
Bhagavad
Bhakti Yogata
Bhagavat Tattva
Vijnana
Mukta Sangasya
Jayate
Evam Prasanna
Manaso
Bhagavat
Bhakti
Yogata
Bhagavat
Tattva
Vijnana
Mukta Sangasya Jayate
Evam
Prasanna
Manaso
Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata
Bhagavat
Tattva Vijnana
Mukta
Sangasya Jayate.
Evam
Thus
Rasana
enlightened
Manasa
of the mind
Bhagavat
Bhakti
the devotional service of the Lord
Yogataha
by contact of
Bhagavat
regarding the personality of Godhead
Tattva
knowledge
Vijnanam
scientific
Mukta
liberated
Sangasya
of the association
Jayate
becomes effective. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection in life. Mostly, men are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance. And thus, they are always engaged in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. And out of many thousands of such persons who've attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the same Bhagavad Gita, 1855, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga. The very same thing is confirmed herein in the same words. No ordinary man, or even one who has attained success in human life, can know scientifically or personally, or perfectly, the personality of Godhead. Perfection of human life is attained when one can understand that he is not the product of matter, but is in fact spirit. And as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material anchorings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the levels of passion and ignorance. Or, in other words, when one is actually a Brahman on the qualifications. A Brahman is the symbol of sattva guna, or the mode of goodness. And others who are not in the mode of goodness are either kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras, or less than the shudras. The ecumenical stage is the highest stage of human life because of its good qualities. So, one cannot be a devotee unless one at least qualifies as a Brahman. The devotee is actually a Brahman by action. But that is not the end of it. As referred to above, such a Brahman has to become a Vaishnava in fact, be actually in the transcendental stage. A pure Vaishnava is a liberated soul and is transcendental even to the position of a Brahman. In the material stage, even a Brahman is also a conditioned soul, because although in the ecumenical stage the conception of Brahman or transcendence is realized, scientific knowledge of the Supreme Lord is lacking. One has to surpass the ecumenical stage and reach the Vasudeva stage to understand the personality of Godhead in Krishna. The science of the personality of Godhead is the subject matter of study by the postgraduate students in the spiritual line. Foolish men, or men with a poor fund of knowledge, do not understand the Supreme Lord, and they interpret Krishna according to their respective whims. The fact is, however, that one cannot understand the science of the personality of Godhead unless one is freed from the contamination of material knowledge, even up to the stage of a Brahman. When a qualified Brahman actually becomes a Vaishnava, in the enlivened state of liberation, he can know what is actually the personality. So, everybody would like to be enlightened, isn't it? Everybody wants to feel enlightened, vibrant, jolly, happy. That's the nature, we hanker for that. When we try to be enlivened based on these senses, and sometimes we're enlivened, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're enlivened, sometimes we're depressed. That is the nature of this material world. Sukha, dukkha. But here is described the science of how to become enlivened as a spiritual being. As Prabhupada points out, as soon as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material hankering and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. So this we have to learn. This science of how to be enlivened as a spiritual being. that even if the whole material nature is caving in around us, everything is going bad in this material world. Everything is going bad. Actually, the advanced devotees, they like that when things are going bad, because it helps them to take shelter of Krishna. They pray for that, actually. Please, Krishna, let things go bad so I can become more feeling dependent on you. What is the proof? Kuin Kunti. Vipada shantatasya shvat tatra tatra jagad guru bhavananda shravanashad apunar bhavadarshan. She is praying, Krishna, please put me into distress. Because when I'm in distress, then I have to take shelter of you. I have to see you within my heart. And when I see you, I am not seeing birth and death. So this is the position of the devotee. The devotee is willing to be detached from absolutely everything. He can lose everything. Absolutely everything he can lose. Except one thing he does not want to lose, and that is his attachment to Krishna. So you can take everything away from him, but one thing he must keep, and that is his attachment to Krishna. Translation corner. So how do we come to that position? Obviously, we're not there right now. Right now, when things go bad materially, we become disturbed. Our minds become agitated. You see, we're invited when things are going nicely, and when things aren't going nicely, we become disturbed. And we're still on the material platform, even though we've taken to Krishna consciousness, because we are neophytes. We still feel disturbed when things go bad. Even though we know there's a transcendental platform, where one is completely beyond all disturbance, we have not attained it yet. We've come to this movement to achieve that stage of transcendental consciousness, where we are enlivened simply by our nature as spiritual beings, servants of Krishna. That alone is all we need. So how do we come to that platform? That's the most important question you should ask and get the answer for. How do we come to that platform? The first step is to come to the mode of goodness. Therefore, we have our principles, no illicit sex.